Alex Taz Davila gripped his M4A1 rifle, holding it at the ready as his team infiltrated an Afghan village. On a mission to capture a member of the Taliban, they couldn't afford to fail. The team needed to bring him back to the intel guys for interrogation. As the point man, Taz moved forward building by building to one his sources indicated was where their target had last been seen. Maintaining situational awareness of the surrounding buildings and rooftops, he moved slowly, slipping from shadow to shadow, careful to avoid detection. Once he reached the correct mud and brick structure, he waited for the others to catch up and provide cover while he and three members of his team pushed through the door and into enemy-held territory. They were working a highly sensitive operation. Army intelligence had it from one of their informants that an American was siphoning weapons from shipments into the area of operations and selling them to the enemy. The team's goal was to learn the name of the traitor and stop the flow of weapons into the enemy's hands. Guthrie, Klingensmith, and McCormick fell in beside him. Jones and Aguilera would swing around to take up positions on the sides of the building. Hicks, one of their expert marksmen, would cover the rear to keep anyone from escaping out the back. "Ready?" Taz asked. Each of his infiltration team nodded. The men on the corners and in the rear replied via radio communication headsets. He trusted his infiltration team to have his back. They'd been through many raids together and knew the routine. Not that he didn't trust Hicks, Jones, and Aguilera, but they were replacements for the men lost to injury. Trust was key in any military operation. If you couldn't trust your team, you were screwed. Taz was first to reach the building. The other three men plastered themselves against the walls beside him. The rest of the team took up defensive positions. On the finger count of three, Taz kicked in the door and entered. K-Man followed, and then McSee and Guthrie. They searched room to room until they reached the last one in the back of the structure. Taz reached out to open the door. As he pushed it open, he saw movement inside. Something, someone was there. He could feel it, but he couldn't make out the shape in the dark interior. Then a face floated into view, materializing out of the shadows. Behind him, gunfire sounded from outside the building. A hand rose from the room's shadowy interior and loosed a small oval object. It bounced off Taz's leg, hit the ground, and rolled into the room beside him.
"Grenade!"
Taz yelled and threw himself away from the open doorway. An explosion knocked him off his feet. He fell, his head hitting hard on the stone floor, his helmet doing little to cushion the blow. The wall beside him erupted into projectiles and dust, and then crashed down on top of him. Then nothing. No pain, no sound, no light. Just a blessed black abyss.